From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith, reporting live. President Trump is expected to issue an appeal for a more unified nation during a speech Wednesday in the western city of Reno, Nevada. In prepared remarks to be delivered to the National Convention of the American Legion, a wartime veterans group, Trump says it is time to heal the wounds that have divided us and to seek a new unity based on the common values that unite us. He is also expected to say we are one people with one home and one flag. A top UN body on racial discrimination has taken an unusual step in calling on the United States to, quote, unequivocally and unconditionally reject racist hate speech and crimes following a far-right rally in Charlottesville, Virginia. Without specifically referring to President Trump, the Committee on the Elimination of Racial Discrimination pointed to the, quote, failure at the highest political level to unequivocally reject racist, violent events in the U.S. The committee was acting on its early warning and urgent action procedure, which has been applied 20 times since 2003. Yemeni security officials say the Saudi-led coalition has carried out airstrikes, hitting a small hotel near the capital of Sana'a and killing dozens of Shiite Houthi rebels and civilians. The officials say an estimated number of 60 people have been killed in the strikes on Wednesday morning. It wasn't immediately clear why the coalition jets targeted the hotel, which is located in Arhab, about 35 kilometers north of Sana'a. This is VOA News.